like pretty good performance last week. He's been pretty keen to go on further again.
Yeah, look, we're really proud of our players' efforts. Obviously, worked pretty hard during the week with a plan to go against Centrals, given the fact they touched us up the last two times. So we obviously went in with a really strong plan and the guys executed on the day.
How do you... I know finals are pretty easy motivation, but you have to drum it into the players that they have to go, you know, sort of a level higher again?
Oh, look, we're always trying to improve on our game, and we reflected on that game quickly on Monday, and they've got a clear picture on what made what worked and what didn't work on the day, and they're keen to keep improving. So we'll go to have our main session tomorrow night and work on a couple of things and get ready for South on Sunday.
Pete, how did you feel about the backlash with Cam Sheldon coming in, and especially what Roy Laird said following the press last week?
Look, I honestly didn't take too much of that personally. I understand Roy's frustration. However, what I will reiterate is that Cam played 16 games. There's rules in place. There's a permit committee to go to. We felt we had a compelling case with the permit committee. We put a permit in, so did Centrals on the same day. So they put one in for one of their players. We were successful in getting Cam eligible to play. Also, we'll say that both Brody Smith and Rory Sloan were eligible to play on that in that game, and we decided it was in the best interest of all parties for them not to play.
What about the backlash to a few people? No, I don't make any backlash, but a few people potting the saying Crows and Port in the sand before it comes up again every time you guys seem to be on a roll. What do you make of that?
On a roll, so we've won one game.
Yeah, you came out and you put away the dogs pretty well.
I understand that. We played quite well. And you know, what I will say is we had 10 guys who were 21 and under in that game. We had 11 guys with no AFL experience, and we had 5 guys that have played AFL this year. So we're quite young in the way we go about it. Yeah, we performed really strongly on the day. What I will say is we played Centrals out there and were beaten by 53 with 18 listed players. No one complained then. So all of a sudden now we've been challenged about our performances. We understand the frustrations. 2 weeks ago, South Adelaide beat us by 38 points, and they beat us by a point early in the year. So we're going in this game under no illusions that we're the underdogs in this game, and South deserve to be favourites going in. But we'll go out and try to play as well as we can again, and try telling our players not to win games of footy.
Is it frustrating that people still have that opinion so far into the Crows in the sand?
Everyone has a right to have their opinions. We don't buy into it too much. We go about our business preparing for both Saturday night against North Melbourne as an AFL team and for Sunday against South Adelaide.
Heath, Van Bell announced his retirement yesterday. Do you hope that hopefully he stays with you guys and can get some premiership success in the
Sandford
this year?
Yeah, look, I think VB spoke about yesterday. He's still an important part in the club for the remainder of this year, and he'll keep striving to put his hand up to get an opportunity in the AFL team. And if it's not with that, he's hands on deck to help our SANFL team. What I will say, Nathan Van Berlo is an outstanding character, a professional, and he's left a strong legacy on our football club, and our club's better off for having Nathan Van Berlo be part of it.
From what you're saying of VB as a leader of young blokes in Sandford this year, do you think he's could have a shot at coaching in the future in some regard?
Oh, Nathan said yesterday that there's a fair bit of water still to go under the bridge. His wife is due any day now, so he'll go through the process of playing out the season and obviously spending some time with his family and supporting his wife Jess, and then he'll make some decisions. And you know, he's got a number of opportunities, a great guy, great character. If he decides to take a step into the coaching ranks, there's no doubt he's got a lot to offer.
He said he had a lot of young players. Given the week, you know, obviously it wasn't as smooth sailing as normal. How proud as a coach then to see all these young guys respond to a bit of negative criticism and attitude and come out and win like that?
Yeah, look, our guys, they're professional athletes in the way they prepare, but also they understand that that's white noise. They don't really pay too much attention to what's happening in the media circle, so to speak. So our guys, they had a clear picture on what they needed to do on Saturday, and they were able to execute it. So all our coaches are really proud the way they went about it. It's probably the first time of the year we've had probably 21 even contributors throughout the course of the game, which is really pleasing.
Is it a help to your players that the AFL team is also gearing up for a final?
Oh, I think it's great for the footy club. I think it's twofold. It's great for our guys. They obviously have the the players here on Saturday supporting them, but also it's great for the footy club to have everyone involved and engaged in the football program. So both teams go into this weekend prepared and ready to play in a final series. So it can only be a good thing for our club.